Ah, yes. The souls assemble. And so, I must remove my weapon. This is not a night of combat. This is a night for peace. Be not too tempted. The Fae are beautiful with their lights, but they hold truths and dangers you know not of. And so I put away my weapon. Ah, one of my children approaches, I can tell. Ah, now is the Book of Souls satisfied. You here tonight, if you are lucky, may survive. I open this and beg for forgiveness, for the tales told here were not all written by mortal hand. I ask you all now to close your eyes. Close your eyes and imagine a world far deeper, far darker than the world you have encountered before. If your eyes are closed and you look for the light within, you might escape. For now am I in communion with the Shadow Court. King Oberon welcomes you. And yet I carry a warning. Do not lurk too long in the shadows. 'Tis a dangerous time of year. For when the sun sets each day a little sooner, as now it does, the darkness begins to feel renewed ambition. It is only natural, after all. Why, you yourselves have probably risen from a deep and quiet sleep and felt the urge to make the most of a night. Have you not? Oh, yes. We might even have sympathy, I dare say, with a restless spirit aching to break free from its annual quarantine. But oh, if it were only so simple. You see, over the millennia, the darkness has become a little jealous of the light. And of late, it wakes up a little too early, fusses over breakfast, and mutters, "I'll show those fools," to its partner on the way out the door, only to face another dusky commute to the otherwise empty bridges twixt worlds. "Where has all the magic gone?" it rages, as it weaves through the sparse fey traffic, flitting between the exit nearest Earth and nighttime. Hoping to one day see a crowded square again, to see A line of eager spirits ahead and behind, all clamoring to be part of the world. But until that day, it sets about its sly routine with perhaps a bit too much ambition. So, be warned, gentlefolk. While the darkness now is at its most alluring, as it sweeps about each night to paint the leaves and dab the summer sweat from off our brow, it holds within it a different set of truths. Truths you may live well without ever knowing. Truths that cannot be seen under the sun or by the candle. Truths so dark they must light themselves from within, or reach out to us mere mortals in vain. Truths otherwise only known to time and earth. Truths so grand, so terrible, that they inspire an awe as weighty as any sunlit godly virtue can. And awe, my children, no matter its source, can be a trap. So, watch your step lest you be caught and held forever by its cold embrace.